In 1832, Swiss artist Karl Bodmer and German Prince Maximilian embarked on a journey throughout the American interior West. One of the results of that expedition were the paintings of dozens of lithographs depicting indigenous life in the region before widespread colonization of the plains. Less than 5 years later, a smallpox epidemic would devastate the local indigenous population depicted in those paintings. Kara Hoff is the public information officer for the North Dakota State Historical Society.
The expedition stayed at Fort Clark. They were down in South Dakota, up near Fort Union. Along the way, a number of significant portraits of different Native American chiefs were part of it. But the daily life, too, of the Native Americans were documented through Bodmer's artwork.
Hoff says it's a rare collection of originals to see, let alone acquire for a state historical society.
Bodmer was working on turning the sketches, paintings, and drawings to transfer those artworks onto plates that could then be stamped or lithographed. They don't come up for auction very often, or even in a complete set very often.
The 1830s originals will be placed into the rotation of the North Dakota Historical Society soon. The collection, featuring over two dozen total works, was acquired via donation from Sam McQuaid Jr., with an earmark for fine art purchases. I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.